We would like to speak to you about a challenge that you all face, given that you are women in a patriarchal structure. And that is that separation between you and your own knowledge that you are enough. Now, we say this in a very simple form, but as we are sure you know, it is a rather complicated thing. And it is also very distressing because in a moment when you are perplexed or afraid or not sure about how to move, the movement that you have been taught is outside of you. And it happens very quickly, and that is why very often you do not realize what is actually happening. But it goes with a pattern that is patriarchal and unfortunate, because it does not allow you to stay with yourself and go deeper into your own connections, go deeper into your own knowing to find the information that you need. And of course, since there is a structural support for pulling you outside of yourself, there will always be someone or something standing outside of you that says, I know the answer to your problem. Do not go in, go out. And measure yourself not by your spirit or by your truth or by your own form, but measure yourself in comparison to the things in the patriarchal world around you. Now, even knowing that, there is still that tendency to move your energy to something else outside, to look for a voice or a piece of information or something that tells you that you are worthy, that you are special. And the sad truth is that nothing outside of you can make that particular piece of information solid and a part of who you really are and what you really know. And that is one of the disadvantages of even being able to get someone outside of you to promise you that you are special, that you are, that you are what you are. There is the irony. There is so much effort that goes into getting someone to tell you that you are what you are, that it is a long time before you realize that you are trying to get someone to make you valuable, and you already are. So much time and energy and effort spent to pull in from the outside something that will tell you what is already true. What is already true. So what we are going to look at tonight then is what prevents you from holding your own identity. What is it that keeps you from being able to hold on to who you already are? What makes you doubt the gifts that you already have and in high probability that you already use? And what then also makes you not able to honor yourself by aligning with the creative force that made you? And it is not to say that we will perhaps have this all settled in a week, but we want you to think of this lesson as an energy-saving mechanism. so that you will not spend very much of your time, hopefully eventually none of your time, saying, how do I need to behave? What do I need to show or produce so that whoever is outside of me can see me for who I really am and tell me that I am worthy? If we could wipe that impulse off the face of the earth, we would be returning to you an amount of energy that you cannot even imagine. And what is the solution here? The solution here is to hold on to the self. Even though it feels natural to say, what did you think of who I am? That can happen in 100 different forms. But to pull the energy in and to say, what do I think of who I am? What is my thought about who I am? And knowing that when that is what you are doing internally, the first thing you must do is release all judgment, all negativity. In order to know the truth, you cannot be afraid. And if, say for instance, you were blocked about something that you wanted to create, and we all know that that can happen. If you have made a safe place inside of you that allows you to honor your own identity, your own gifts, and this blockage is still there, if you approach that blockage with negativity, with judgment, with those internal phrases like, why are you this way? Why have you not gotten over this? The many human things that you have been taught to do. But if you could remove all of that and simply say, I feel the blockage here. I feel resistance here. I feel fear here. And knowing who I really am, I now know that those things, however real they feel, are not true. They are simply things that have been used to make me smaller, to make me needier of what is outside of me. And I'm going to simply walk up to that block, whatever it might be. And I am not going to be afraid of it. It is simply an energy that does not yet know how to love. And when you can understand that and come to that blocking energy with support, with care, then you are going to find that the blocks, we do not know the effect, but we know you have all seen it in movies where there is something solid and then it becomes, we are looking for your word, little pixels of light, and it simply breaks up. And that is how we want to deal with blockage when we find it in ourselves. Not as though it is a wall to be climbed or a battle to be fought or a demand for perfection internally, but that if we can walk up to the block and say, I see you, I understand what you are, but you are not what I am. You are simply something that needs my love so that you can change form and release. This movement is how we are going to move our lives in the direction we want to move it. Because when you introduce love to a block, it cannot sustain long. But when you move to the block and you judge it or you try to analyze it or you try to make it meaningful, then it becomes thicker and stronger and more difficult to move. But to go to the block and say, you are not who I am, but I bring love to you. Then you can watch that breaking up. You can see how it is not able to oppose your growth. And when you are able to do that well, you are doing a fine and powerful thing, not only in the life of the spirit, but in the life that you are walking out here on earth. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe deeply and easily. Feel the energy of peace and freedom all around you. Breathe that energy in. Exhale fear and judgment. Feel a cleansing energy come up from the earth and cleanse the root, cleansing it of fear and worry, and allow it to become a pattern that matches who you really are. So you create from a pattern that is you. Feel the cleansing energy come into the second center and wash away shame and judgment. Feel anything that may have become blocking, breaking up, dissipating, moved out of that center because you love who you are in that center. And see that a beautiful waterfall appears in that center. And let it begin to wash away anything that is not free. Allow the waterfall to cleanse your life as you live your life. Cleanse it of whatever may come in. Let the waterfall regain the power to wash it away. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into the solar plexus. And feel the cleansing energy in the solar plexus. Wash away the emotions that demand what they cannot have, that define what is not theirs to define. And let that cleansing energy from the earth remove those emotions from your solar plexus. Feel the cleansing energy from the earth come up through the body and into the heart center. And let the cleansing energy remove pain from your heart. Remove doubt from your heart. Remove any of the pictures that may have been imposed on you by other systems, so that in your heart, your pattern is restored. Who you are and what you love is honored. Feel the cleansing energy come up from the earth and into your throat center. And allow that cleansing energy to establish a boundary so that what comes into the communication center that would dishonor you, make you smaller, make you doubt yourself, all of that communication simply moves through. It does not stay. And allow the communication center to speak only what is true about who you really are, about how you were created, about how you are loved. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the third eye. Let it wash the third eye so that it opens and sees clearly. And allow yourself to intuit, to know what is, but not connect it to who you are. Let the third eye give you information about what is and know that it is enough. Feel the cleansing energy come up to your body and into the crown. Feel the crown open. And allow the cleansing energy to stretch the opening of the crown. Feel how much that is good you can take in. And feel the golden light of the universe deliver to you as much good as you can receive. Feel the flow of the golden light as it flows into your thoughts. Feel the golden light flow down your spine so that you are strong and you remember that you are strong. Feel the golden light flow down across your shoulders to relieve you of burden. Let it flow down your back to take away the tension. Feel the flow of golden light into your arms and your hands, so that you choose to do with complete respect for who you are. Feel the golden light flow down through your trunk to heal you, through your heart to restore you. Down through your legs and your feet to support you and make you wise. And feel this flow as it continues to fill you. And know that you have only to open the crown to begin this flow of energy in your body and in your life. Move into your heart center and see the moon in your heart. with all of the power to pull the tides and also to make them sacred. And see in front of the moon that there is a silver altar. And on that altar, a gift has been left for you. Rest the mind. Know your gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.